Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It is IDL on Sports Grid with your boys, Bogman and the Welsh. Right here on Sports Grid, the mightier 1090, all the places, all the things. Welcome in and thank you for joining the viral duo of Bogman and the Welsh. Viral on Twitter, Welsh on ESPN. And it is completely dead now, by the way. Completely dead. It doesn't. The viralness is gone. But Bogman and I went out. Every ITL person knows this already. But we went out, watched an amazing baseball game. In-person human beings. We could talk about that on here. But the story of the game happened in like the second inning or whatever it was, where I got my phone out. Sun's out. Phone's out. And Fernando Tatis Jr. hits a grand slam that I got on video, and I called it. We're going to play it on the other segment. We're going to play the tweet. We're going to have to bleep it. But the setup is I predicted it. I put it on the internet, and between it bats for Fernando Tatis Jr., I got on ESPN Bleacher Report, MGM, and it was an experience, Bogman. It was quite an experience. And it all starts with Bogman going, ugh, on the tweet. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as viral duos go, it's really a one viral person and then a clinger on, which would be me. So I just happened to be sitting next to you during your amazing call and was just lamenting the Diamondbacks and their struggles already in spring training through their third game, you know, and Caleb Smith looked like absolute garbage.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
That's why when you open up the video, I was already like, because I was kind of just assessing the situation and seeing what was happening as you were recording, and I was looking, I'm like, all right, the bases are loaded. Tatis Jr. is coming up, who we know things at first pitches all the time. And, you know, and Caleb Smith can't do anything but throw 91 down the pipe right now. So that's when I just went, ugh.
Well, there's a lot of fun with it. We're going to be talking about the tweet. We're going to be talking about the first week in spring training. We've already got a major injury, which might be taking out a top 100 player for the season. There's a bunch more. There's football.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Stuff. Bogman dropped some draft. We've got it all. So don't go anywhere. It's 3 hours of In This League right here on Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not
me. Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That, friends, is where you can come and hang with Bogman and me, the Welsh. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We've got all new ranks for redraft, for dynasty, prospects. We've got ADPs we've created for both prospects and actual like draft stuff. We've got secret shows. Secret shows are amazing. We've got the group me rooms where you can hang out with us and a bunch more of like-minded people like yourself. And then you're just supporting us. You're supporting Bogman. You're supporting Welsh. What's better than that? And you got an entire month ahead of you. So come and check us out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. And Bogman will send you virtual kisses. It's his favorite thing to do.
That's right. Good, there you
that's
go.
A good kiss. If you were a Foley artist, you've got a very good. Let me try. Nope. Do it. A plus kiss. A plus audio digital kiss. Bogman is a Foley artist. All right. One more time. Hold on. Let me get some water. Let me try this again. All right. I'm going to try to pucker up. Now you. I don't even hold any weight next to yours. Mine. D minus A plus internet kiss. All those internet.
What
kiss.
Is a Foley artist? What is that? I don't know.
Foley, Foley are so in movies,
sound effects or something.
Yeah, they're the what they do is there's like, usually like a big warehouse. we have one of our army members that came in. They're like, work emails are backing up, and here I am watching these two kissing each other. We have a video where people can hang with us in it. That's really funny. A Foley artist would be like these dudes in these warehouses that just have all the stuff and they sit in there. And
A
Foley artist created the lightsaber sound, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
I
would be
you.
A Foley artist. Sometimes Foley is just literally like people just walking on different things and then inserting it and editing it in for.
Yeah. You probably should have explained that because no one that's not in either audio video production knows what that is at all.
I kind of thought people knew what Foley was, but So we were actually doing Foley kisses, not digitally kissing each other, but Bogman was sending out kisses to you for checking us out at patreon.com.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. It's A plus sound. Not everybody can rock a sound like that. So as Bogman said, I mean, we did talk about it on the radio. So I will say this. What's funny about the whole, like, having a viral tweet, and viral tweet is very, like,
subjective.
Subjective because, like, was it viral in our world? Sure. It got a ton of views, so that counts. But, like, real, real viral stuff is, like, you know, 400,000 likes and stuff. This got, like, between my tweet and Bleacher Report, who picked it up, it got, like, I don't know, 15,000 likes, maybe 20. It got a couple thousand retweets. It did get like 500,000 views, my video, which it was a great moment. And if you haven't checked it out, go to Is It The Welsh? That's my Twitter handle. You can check it there. Or luckily, you can go to Bleacher Report or Baseball Bros or a couple other 100 accounts that took my video and did not credit me. Hector Gomez put my tweet out and didn't credit me. That was fun. Lots of uncredited. So at the end of the day, it got more reach, but I'm going to put this up here and we will let everybody experience if they haven't already. And I'll tell you some thoughts post-mortem about this, but it is called Tatis Grand Slam. Listen right at the top for Bogman's groan. And then you'll also hear a couple reasons why it picked up steam, not just because of Tatis murdering a 441-foot grand slam. There's some other fun stuff.
This should make for a nice viral tweet. Bases loaded, Tatis Jr. Caleb Smith.
Come on,
Caleb. No one put it up in 91. And he put it up in 91. You gotta be shitting me.
Okay.
Fernando!
Tatis!
Jr.
That's the crux of it right there. listening back on it, it is incredible the time, the impeccable boo timing you had on that too, that you waited it out because I dropped that I dropped the junior waiting for it and you waited perfectly for it, then booed. That's a tweet. So there's a lot of pieces to it. A, you groan. B, I say this will make for a nice viral tweet. Mm-hmm. And that was something that a lot of people picked up on. C, I called the homer. I called the exact situation. D, I dropped the S-bomb. And then probably what's after D? E, is that after D? Would be the soft junior cell. Those, if you go on and look at the comments, that would be the run of events that happened in there. Now, of course, I got a text and a bunch of messages about 15 minutes after I tweeted this that it was on ESPN. But they didn't play the audio.
Well, yeah, you were cursing during
No, but stop it before that. You have literally got to play where I'm like, this will make a nice viral tweet. And then I call for the homer, then the crack of the bat and the laughing of it going 91 and up. And then you cut it off. They didn't do that. Bleacher Report did do that. And there were a lot of comments, Bogman, a lot of comments on the tweet. And it made me feel good. Though a couple of people definitely made me feel horrible later. I will admit, after listening to it multiple times, there was definitely people that were like, you know, this guy's voice, I want to murder him.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. One person said that?
No, there were a couple of those. There were definitely a couple like, can I watch
this? When you say couple, though, you literally mean two. Like, there were four or five. So
no, I mean,
because I saw one of them and I was like, okay, guy. You know, the other guy was like, oh, what a surprise, he hits a grand slam in spring training. Okay, even if you know what's coming down the pipe, it's still hard to hit a grand slam.
Yeah,
give me a break.
There were like a couple that were like this guy's voice, a couple that were didn't go as brass to it. They just said like, can we not have the commentary? But you know, it's great viral stuff when people under the complainers would go, oh, cry. And then other people would report. One guy retorted by saying that is the best part. But the confirmation that we got, confirmation for us, Bogman, that we can hold, was a couple things. MGM Grand tweeted out that they want me to call all Fernando Tatis homers all time. Fantastic. Craig, I always forget, Calcaterra. Calcaterra said I've had the best home run tagline, better than anything ESPN has come up with in a decade. I can live with that happy. And multiple, not two or three, tons of people asking for you and I to be commentary for the future on home run calls. It was a great ITL moment. And friends, parents of friends were telling me how they saw it up on ESPN. But we just missed that, Bogman. The two things we would have got that would have made this an all, I mean, it's an all-timer. This will be something that goes down in ITL lore forever, right?
Yeah, I think so. First really viral tweet that either one of us has had.
Well, and it was such a great moment of like Tatis Jr. on it and then all the outlets.
And we're like the sad face, happy face guys, you know, the theater thing where it's like, you're like, Fernando! And I'm over here like, boo! You know, it's kind of, it levels out everything, so.
I definitely think me screaming Fernando is the part that put people over being annoyed with me, which I'm annoyed with, but here's something you have to remember. I was drinking. I was many drinks in when this was going on. I literally had a nice tall shandy in front of me, so I was drinking. Yeah. And I just called a home run. So you tell me you're not going to do anything
different. Also, you have to remember, if you don't like it, turn it off. Nobody cares. Absolutely. And nobody also wants your opinion. So
absolutely off with it. But, you know, 99% positivity of loving the call, all-timer, every moment of it. I screwed myself with the cussing. And the two things we didn't get out of it, which is disappointing, if I would have got the audio on ESPN, die happy. I mean, call would have been on ESPN, that would have been magnificent. The other would have been if I...
Hi, it's Jenny from Simple Bath and Kitchen. I'm the dreamer, always thinking about how to make a bathroom spa worthy.
And I'm Bill, the realist, making sure the budget and timeline stay on track.
Together, we design beautiful bathrooms in 1 to 4 days.
And complete amazing kitchens in only 1 week.
Don't wait. Fall is here. Get your perfect new bath or kitchen before the holidays. Visit us at simplebathandkitchen.com or call us at 614-888-BATH.
That's 614-888-BATH.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I could have got Tatis in it. That would have been the other thing. Tatis didn't recognize it, but we did go viral. It happened. And Bogman, we got to go to break, but just right here again, let's just go to break with it.
This should make for a nice viral tweet.
Yep.
Don't want to put it up at 91. And he put it up, up at 91.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Free the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, friendos. It is In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh on Twitter. At Is It The Welsh. At Bogman Sports. And make sure you guys are subscribed to all the podcasts. Maybe you're listening to this ITL on Sports Grid, maybe on your podcast app. Maybe live, but know that you can get all of our other shows, the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, Football, Basketball, Prospect One, all on any app you listen to. Just search those show names, subscribe, and you won't miss any of it. Like an entire week of episodes we just did over on In This League. 5 straight episodes. We call it Hell Week. It's incredible that we got through it. And we only had one open to redo. We only had that one.
Yeah, and it was the only reason we had to do it was because of your viral tweet. We had to talk about it. So only thing we had to redo, there have been very few emergency pods this year, which I'm always in favor of. Very few emergency.
Yeah, you hate them.
Well, you know, nothing's ever going to beat the Carl's Jr. one where I was going through the line, the Goldie trade. And, you know, they always seem to come like as soon as we get everything done for the day. Like, oh, we're done for the day. We're relaxed. Yep. I can just kind of take the rest of the day off, kick my feet up, and, you know.
You're like, and Yelich got traded. And you're like, no, we got to do a whole podcast.
Oh, come on. You know, whenever anybody gets traded, I'm just looking at my phone like, is he gonna want to do this one?
I mean, if it's important enough. Well, there was one that we just had. It wasn't a trade, but it was an injury. You know, this, funny enough, was exactly what I was talking about on the starting pitcher rank episode. Which is the fourth of the week, if people haven't checked it out on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. We're talking about Jake Odorizzi, and you were kind of like, why the hell isn't he signed? And you were getting pissed off, and you're like, I'm getting a little worried, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, he kind of actually owns the market right now. Ironically, he owns the market for starting pitchers from the space that if anybody goes down and any team is looking for someone, he has this built-in leverage. And you just wait in the first week for a pitcher to blow out his arm or for something to happen. And we kind of had that go down. The very first major injury. We've had some other little stuff we can talk about. We had the first positive COVID test, which actually happened from the team that we saw with the Diamondbacks. We have seen a couple other injuries. Diamondbacks actually also had one of the other injuries pop up. But Framber Valdez with the Houston Astros gets hit by a comebacker on his ring finger, I guess his throwing hand on his ring finger, fractures it. At first, everyone's like, huh? Then they're like, looks like it won't be too serious. Then it's like, oh. Then they're like,
Non-pitching hand, you know.
Oh, it's non-pitching hand. And then they're like, wait a minute. Everyone's like, oh. They're like, this could be a little bit longer and could be part of the season. Then they're like, wait a minute. This actually could be the entire season that he's lost. What the hell? And what is so brutal about it, TGFBI, the big industry, big, huge industry draft that goes on for baseball. It's similar to the Scott Fish Bowl in football, if people are looking for perspective. Had just gotten to the range.
My bad. It was.
Yeah, I thought it was his pitching
hand. Yeah, that's my mistake. My bad.
Yeah, because I mean, his non-pitching hand would be in his gloves, so that wouldn't make sense.
That's why I was like, really, like surgery for the year? That doesn't make any sense. But now it makes sense. So
we were at the space in the TGFBI that of the 27 leagues, Bogman, 20 had gotten to the point where Framber was drafted. Even our boy Bubba asked him about this in hour three. Bubba was like, I just got Framber. Woo, woo. It was like Framber train. And then hours later, that injury. And, you know, about 75% of TGFBI leagues were left holding the bag on Framber Valdez. And it's a huge, serious injury. That
I was about 10 minutes away from taking Framber Valdez. I was on auto. I had him at number one in my queue. And then I saw that he fractured his finger. I was like, okay, maybe I need to move him down. So I moved him down to three on my list. I was two picks away. I moved him down to three, so I definitely wouldn't get him in that round. And then it took my auto player. I didn't remember who it was. And then I saw that it was, you know, on his they were expecting him to maybe be ready for the start of the year. So I was like, okay, well, I need to move him down even further. And then today, obviously, potentially the season. So not great, Bob.
No, it's gotten even worse. And, you know, that one, it wasn't quite enough. I was tempted for us to redo the open of the pitching episode, but we had a pretty good open and I didn't want to touch it just to kind of talk on this because Framber got a little bit of run. But Framber is also one of those guys I've been very critical-ish of. I hated. Now, I did start to have like a little bit of a come around and took him in some drafts when he would drop. But what I always hated about him was that he sat in this like top 85 range and he had some really, really great stuff that happened in 2020. First off, you could say opportunity, but maintained a really low ERA. Great. He lowered his walk rate exponentially. Great. But he got hit hard, got hit real hard. And that was worrisome. He was in like the top 5%, I think, of like exit velocity and barreling. And we had Alex Chamberlain on at the time, and he had interestingly made this comp, which I think helped some of the buzz to say like, well, this is actually very reminiscent of like how Shane Bieber was in the early front. But I just didn't think Framber's stuff quantified the results he got last year and some of the concerning metrics. So we got into this debate of Patrick Corbin versus Framber. So it's just interesting that it happened because Boggs, he was a big focus of mine all year. And ironically, I just took Patrick Corbin in TGFBI and higher pitching in this. Patrick Corbin is my fourth SP. And I was able to avoid this scare because when I was doing my ranks, I'm curious at this for you, Boggs. I did an initial tiny drop. And then when I thought about him being out for, let's say, like a month to 6 weeks, I did a pretty more significant drop. And now with the looming year, he's just not draftable. He's not draftable in almost any format.
Well, specifically in TGFBI, you know, I don't think he's going to miss the year. You know, I think that's a bit hyperbolic and all that stuff, but I think that he is going to miss significant time now. And that just makes him not a draftable player, specifically in a league where you have limited IL spots or no IL spots at all. So, yeah, I'm absolutely with you. It's tough. You can't take him right now. This is your chance if you're in a dynasty and you know your team is going to suck this year to go trade off a piece or a pick or something to go get him cheap because whoever's holding him now is not very happy about it for sure.
He's getting a second recommendation, but the first initial one was that he undergo full-on surgery on it, which would keep him out for the year. And, you know, the pitching stuff, this has been a bad one, man. This is the fear. I think everybody felt into this like, hey, this little like, I'm comfortable guy. Like everyone's taking high-end pitching. I can wait a little bit, but this is why the pitching starts to get a push. And you want to know what? How much further does pitching, if I can speak, and not potentially lose $100 with what I was trying to say, how much does pitching move between January, February, and then singularly March? Because as soon as you get those spring training games in, boom, fractured finger on Valdez. Top prospect Nate Pearson right groin strain, which is probably going to keep him out at the beginning of the year. You've got Woodruff, who had some back issues. You've had Darvish, who's making his debut finally tomorrow, but hadn't been pitching. You've got rookie prospect pitchers that are a little dicey, six-man rotations, lowered innings for the whole year. Look at all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I even saw Devin Williams, like, they're not even going to let him pitch until March 17th. And apparently this was the plan going back to spring training, or when he injured his shoulder in the wild card game. So that I didn't know about that. Like, I knew he got banged up at the end, but I didn't know they were planning on holding him out in spring training from, you know, back in October. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you look at all of that. You get all of those pitching worries, and, you know, everyone kind of sits comfortable. I did it. I did it in January and February. I'm pulling up drafts, and I'm like, you know what? I'm loving these early hit teams. They're just feeling good. Look at all these great pitchers I can get later, blah, blah, blah. Well, now you start taking pitchers off the market. You got six-man rotations. You've got all of this stuff, and people feel the need in drafts to take earlier pitching, or the pitching runs are going to become more extreme. And it's something that I don't think I quite plan to do in TGFBI. Maybe we could talk about TGFBI in the next segment, but I ended up going heavy pitching. And, you know, I have sacrificed some power, which I'm going to have to make up in the back end of this draft, which I think I can. But I ended up going with high-end pitching that, I mean, obviously, if I lost Garrett Cole, who was my first-round pick, that's going to significantly just damage the whole team. Nothing I could do about it. But I've created depth. And I think we all knew this was happening, but it really cooled down in February, that I think you're about to start running into bigger pitching runs than anybody's prepared for. Bauer, Darvish going higher. The middle guys are going to be pushed up, because guess what? That back end, that little back end of like, hey, I can get Framber and I can get this guy over here, it's going away. And Framber, I think, was a reality call for a lot of people, that you might have just lost a key point of your rotation. And a lot of TGFBI teams just did for the entire freaking season, Bogman. And you almost did it.
Yeah, and that's the that's the biggest thing going into 2021 off of the shortened 2020 was, you know, the mid tier in pitching, and this has always been true, but it's especially true this year, has always been murky. You know, I remember, I think the first or second year that we were doing fantasy baseball coverage, the Welsh, we had Spore on, and he called the mid tier the blob, you know, the glob, the blob, something like that, where it was just this big middle tier of guys that can all kind of be in the same area depending on who actually wants them. And with a shortened 2020 season, that becomes even bigger, because you can't really buy into the great years, but you also can't really buy into the horrific years. So you got to meet somewhere in the middle, and it makes that mid tier scary. That's why people are taking those higher end pitchers higher and higher and higher into the first round. That's why Garrett Cole went second in my TGFBI draft.
Yeah, and Valdez is a big wake-up call, and that's the first big one. We're going to have to wait for all the full-on initial stuff, but, I mean, the way that they're talking, you're probably at least missing the first 2 months, if not the entire season due to surgery, and that is going to create some strategy changes, which we could talk about. We'll talk about TGFBI and maybe even what some of those pitcher trends looked like on NFBC over the recent months right here on In This League. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Getting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
That is right. It is In This League. The real ITL. I saw another podcast out there, Bogman, that was like, hey, it's ITL's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? You can't use ITL, though the acronym isn't really trademarked or anything like that. But we are in this league. The original ITL back from 2000 and technically 12 or 13 or 11, if you want to go back that far,
far.
Or 2014, since we have been going on. It is Bogman of the Welsh, and if you guys want, you can also check out some of our great merch. I'm actually wearing a Prospects Assemble t-shirt. It is for Prospect One. We've got our podcast sign, logo, podcast, Fat Lance, Boggs Jr., all the stuff. Just type in Teespring ITL store. You'll find a link. It's easier than the actual link that it is, and you can pick up some stuff. Little mug, little hoodie, little t-shirt. Right, Bogman? All the great merch right. You've got, right?
All the stuff that I have that everyone can see on the video.
Yeah, I like that shirt you're wearing. Like,
yeah,
like
isn't it a good one? It's my favorite.
It's a really good one. We were talking about Framber
too.
I can see it. Fits really well.
Yep.
We're talking about Framber Valdez, maybe out for the season. I was going to say out for the season, not anything confirmed. Seeking a second opinion. You know how that goes. It can go a million different ways.
Gonna miss a while either way.
Yeah, and it builds up the whole big question of how people are going to treat pitching, and I have wavered, and I don't think it's. You know, I think some people can get like weird if people aren't super convicted. They're like, you got to have your opinion. It's the only thing you can have and you have to stick to it. I don't think it is weird at all for you over there or any analyst to be conflicted on 100% how to treat the season, because it is the weirdest yet new baseballs put in play. You have spring training whacked out, but you've also got the minor league season moved. They're going to have an alt site. They're going to have taxi squads. They're going to have an extra player on roster still. You've got all that. You've got innings lowered, six-man rotations, and a 2020 to be the backdrop off of. There's no harm in questioning yourself all the time, and I think pitching is at the forefront of that, where it is, I got to go all pitching. I got to go no pitching, something in the middle. And, you know, as of recent, which we'll talk about here in a second, I decided in TGFBI, I actually just made a pick while we were on break, in the TGFBI drafts, I decided to build a core team around pitching with volatile hitting. And I'll explain that here in just a little bit. And Bogman, I think you kind of agree in the same point that you didn't want to play this like, oh, I'll get all the cool pitchers later. All the cool guys will come later, because it's not, because there's less of a pool of prize pitchers for people to pick from. And then you're going to get into massive speculation. And even speculation at that point is more dangerous, because if you go really, really far back pitching and you lose one of those guys, it's even more decimating. I know that can sound.
Yeah. Well, there is definitely a, diminishing returns point at some point, you know, because like we said before in the last segment here, Welsh, it's, the middle tier is somewhat gigantic. I mean, you know, you and I both have tiers in our rankings where this guy is clearly ahead of this guy in our opinion. You know what I mean? But I don't think we're going to be shocked if someone makes the jump this year. This is kind of the point that you're, you know, leaning towards. We're not going to be shocked if someone in tier 7 jumps over someone in tier 5, because that's the murkiness of the middle of, you know, pitching. So if, you know, Griffin Canning jumps up above a bunch of, you know, of our tier 4 and 5 pitchers, we're going to be like, okay, you know, he kind of always had it in him. We just didn't expect it to happen this year. Whatever. You know, I'm just saying Griffin Canning because he's on my television right now. So, you know, you could insert any name in there because of the weirdness of the 2020 season and the short sample size. So, you know, it's kind of, it gets to a point where, sure, I'm late on pitching. Do I need to take these safer guys, or can I take a risk and wait because I need hitting? I think we're both kind of building our TGFBI teams in separate ways. You have gone heavy pitching. You're going to build around that, and now you're taking the risky hitting, where for once, because in most of my mocks that I've done, I've kind of gone heavy pitching. But in the last mock that we did, Welsh, I kept it more towards hitting, and I like that mock way better. And I'm putting my TGFBI team around hitting and, you know, taking some risk on pitching and waiting. So we're building it different, but I think you really like your team, and I know I really like my team. So
I love my team. I don't know if I actually love my team. It's an interesting construction for this format. This format, it doesn't pay to be third or second, or there's
no playoff. Yeah, it's Ricky Bobby. If you're first, you're last.
Yeah, and also, like, winning your league is great, but you're also trying to win the overall. That's what matters. No one knows who won their leagues. It's about the top prize. So I'm just playing volatility with it. Like, I'm having core pitching carry me so I can take volatile hitters. I was looking over at NFBC, and this is, take it for what it is. It's interesting. I kind of thought, as I was saying before, that you were having, and actually maybe this does speak to it, that you were going to have, you know, higher pitching going early. And then there was this wave off of people kind of forgetting about pitching as we've gone on. And then you're going to see a panic that's going to start happening. Well, unfortunately, we can't see the panic of an injury pushing everybody, but maybe this is going to tell a little bit of a story, Boggs. So I looked at NFBC ADP in all drafts, all of them. There's 294 to count from. So I could probably go to like Draft Champions and make it more specific if we wanted, but we're doing all. From I have one tier January 1st to February 21st. It's kind of an arbitrary number we picked, just, you know, more than a month, blah, blah, blah. And then the second one I've picked February 22nd to March 4th, just a little, which is only 55 drafts. So this isn't a perfect science, but I wanted to give like kind of the break of, you know, when spring training is really picking up and going on and before that. Of pitchers, there were 36 pitchers, so pitchers, so relief is thrown in there as well, taken between January 1st and February 22nd. So you had 36 pitchers go inside the top 100. From February 22nd to March 34th, or 34th.
March the 4th.
Look at the numbers here. There were 34, that's why I said 34. 34 pitchers taken inside the top 100. So it has to be a little counter to what I said. I think people felt some of the panic early on taking more pitchers. It's gotten back off closer to spring training. And this is only accounting for like one day of Framber being hurt. And you've had two less pitchers go inside of there. And you actually had a couple more relievers. I just want to point this out. In that time, you have had Raisel Iglesias and James, or actually Raisel Iglesias was just outside the top 100, but you had Karinchak jump inside the top 100 between February 22nd and now. So you saw pitching be less of a priority. I think that's going to flip. I think you're going to get a flip back to even a more extreme than the January, February marker, where I think closing has become more volatile. Karinchak is now not guaranteed anything.
Right.
And the pitching is becoming scarier, that I think a few more guys, the fringe guys, by the way, outside the top 100, you have Paddock, Lizardo, Greinke, Wheeler, Anderson. Those are five guys right there within the like next 12 picks. I actually think all of those guys could jump up inside the top 100 in the next, you know, I don't know, week or so, especially if you like, you know, formalize some of where the where some of the data is coming from, I think you're going to see a lot more pitchers being taken, those fringier tiered players. And then obviously, I think there's going to be a fall off where people might not reach as much for some of the middle guys. But still, at the same time, once the tier drops off of a guy like Greinke specifically, who's like 110, once that falls off, then you see people like, oh my God, Musgrove and Sixto and maybe Patrick Corbin, they're going to want those guys. All of that tier is going to move up a little bit. I'm not trying to create panic because that sucks and you don't want that. I'm just saying maybe I feel a little bit more positive now about taking some of the higher end pitchers early because there is just great value in the middle rounds.
Do you think that this spring training is going to matter more than it ever has in the past as well, just as far as sussing out kind of the middle of starting pitching where, you know, when a guy gets absolutely lit up, that he's going to drop significantly or at least significantly more versus years in the past because of the shortened season? Or do you think that is going to kind of be somewhat standard as, you know, look, guys that are having a hot springs always move up. It's just a fact of life, you know?
Yeah, but not extreme. No, your answer is, I think it's more extremes. I think more extremes across the board. You and I saw Ryan Weathers for the Padres pitch. And he looked
great.
Yeah, looked really great. He was pumping 96, moving it around the zone. If he were to be given the job or Adrian Morion was to struggle a little bit, all of a sudden we're like six-man rotation, move it up. You've got more possibilities for pitchers across a multitude of more teams that would go six. And also, you know, you just like, I was watching like Luis Patino is pitching and you look at that and you're just like, he's not going to go more than three. You really have to give consideration to guys being able to go deeper into games. And we talked about this on the SP episode as well. One of our listeners who's, you know, just really good with drafting, Ryan Barwich, he's always kind of had a late SP strategy, which I think is a little bit more dangerous, but it's about picking the right guys that can go deeper into games, like the Kevin Gausman. You know, like that's a player that can go deeper into games that doesn't cost the same price, but he's going to move up just a tiny bit more. Maybe Marco Gonzalez, another one of those that gets kind of put in this boring territory. You might have strikeouts come down. You might have homers come down a little bit with the deadened ball, and you might have strikeouts come down a little bit. All of those things. So what do you need? You need a guy that can go deeper into games to give you the opportunity for wins. And there are those late guys, but they become more important when you pass on the early pitching than they've ever come before. And, you know, unfortunately, I do feel like Framber was one of those, you know, if you'll give me the no running back strategy, the no pitching strategy, Valdez, I feel like, was one of the watchdogs of that strategy. And it's kind of a big deal to deal with. And what'll be interesting, maybe we'll do it on the beginning of the next hour. We'll take a look at our TGFBI teams, because I don't think I even realized this as you were going through it, Boggs, but I didn't realize how different I think our strategies have been going. And I think people are going to like your team more because of how volatile my hitting is going to be. But we've got two different TGFBI strategies we're going to be able to show people.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right about people liking my team more, but I think it's just for the simple fact that I have pitching. It's not that I like my team more than you like your team, which I think I probably do based on what you said. But I think that it just, whenever you have pitching go ahead, the team feels safer. And honestly, that's kind of why I made that point as far as, you know, going through the mock drafts, and I'm trying to take pitching early because I know in my head, these guys are way more, you know, they're way more safe than the mid-tier that we've been talking about. So I should like that team more. I just don't, you know, and that could be the wrong mindset. It could be the wrong way to look at stuff. But when I look at my team and I have volatile hitters, plus, I mean, pitching, even when you have the good pitchers, is volatile. So I think that I would just rather go in most cases with hitting. And I think that my strategy is probably not going to change this year, even though the mid-tier is way more murky than it ever has been as far as pitching goes.
At the end of the day, balance is always the biggest structure in what you're doing. Make sure you're balancing out. Try not to fall too far behind. But this might be a year, depending your league. You know, if you play in your home leagues and stuff like that, I think it's different than talking about things like TGFBI or maybe NFBC, those type of things. You can go to some more extremes, and we can talk about that. We got one more segment before the end of the hour, but we'll do that in hour two, talking about TGFBI. It's more Bogman. It's more Welsh in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
It's ITL Bogman Welsh. Thank you guys for tuning in on Twitter at @isitthewelsh, at Bogman Sports. Maybe listening on the radio. Hi. Oh, I didn't even realize the Mightier 1090 has to love me for that San Diego one. So San Diego, what's up? Another hidden gem of our experience. Just incredible going to a game. You know, one of the lucky things about Arizona, beautiful weather. It was the perfect day to watch some baseball, a little bit windy, which was nice. And it was as weird as it was very weird, something we can definitely talk about. But probably the best, most unspoken or unknown thing was a photo that I have of Bogman holding what is, I don't even know how much money's worth or how many pounds of brisket that was given to him by a listener in like sealed bags. And he just kept, he pulled one out and Bogman was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice. And he's like, oh, but wait. And then, oh, but wait, out of three Yeti. Yeah. And I had this picture of Bogman holding all this meat. You've never seen Bogman with a bigger smile with his meat in his hand than in that moment.
Well, that's absolutely not true, but it was a pretty big smile. So I love brisket and I'm excited to try it. So I haven't had it yet. I am going to share the wealth with my family that the Welsh accuses me of not having. So I'm going to share at least two bags with them. And we will be doing that in the past as you're listening to this, but in the future as we're recording it. So I'm sure I enjoyed the brisket very, very much so. And thank you, Chatty from Tucson. Really, really appreciate
picture.
The meat.
It's an amazing picture with a smile with all that. Like, and Bogman,
what's
was
more
prepping.
American than a fat guy holding up three vacuum sealed packs of brisket in a baseball home plate American flag hat? That's the most American picture you're ever going to get.
Yeah. You know, I would say what was pretty amazing about that day overall, Bogman treated us all to lunch and then Bogman got treated. I got him a hat. Yeah. I got you the baseballism hat. You got a drink. Maybe Chad bought me a beer. I don't know if he bought you one. You weren't beering it. You were drinking. You got your white trash cup and then you got meat. So hats, meats, good food.
It's a great
baseball
day,
it is truly the American dream. And I say to this moment, as I tweeted it, it's the most normal I felt over the last year being at a baseball game. When we
even
come back,
though it was weird.
It was weird. We'll talk about that. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about our TGFBI teams plus some football news. So don't go anywhere. Hour two in this league coming up.